This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. On the job site, did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ plus community, just like you? So you may not be aware, times are very tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your workmates, your next door neighbour, and even your mum to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
And you are listening to Saturday Magazine with myself, Tass, and Macca. And for those who are regular listeners, you will have noticed that we have introduced a new segment that's really designed to give Macca some uninterrupted airspace time so that he can actually let us know what it is that he's thinking about in the latest week. I'm calling it Macca's Opinion. So, Macca, what has concerned you this week? What is the topic that you are most interested in?
Well, there's a couple of things that have actually concerned me this week. But I think, you know, the big issue that has had a lot of coverage this week has been press freedom. And I think that's an issue that we want to talk about. But how that actually impacts on some of the issues that have been raised in the week. So what I want to talk today about, in my opinion or my editorial, has been the blatant misreporting by a number of media outlets about the arrests at the safe injecting facility in North Richmond. Now, the electronic media in particular and, you know, the keyboard warriors on social media have quite wrongly said that the two people arrested were employees of the safe injecting facility. They were not. They were employees of the North Richmond Community Health Centre. This was a clear out-and-out lie. They were employees of the Community Health Centre. This misreporting is sloppy. It's dangerous and it's fake news and it's malicious. The media were also advised and were on site before the police arrived to make the arrests. So how is justice served and a free press served by this collusion and intimidation of people who are, after all, innocent until proven guilty? It's a disgrace. And I call on Victoria Police to explain how and why the media were alerted to an upcoming operation at a sensitive facility. The media were there before the police arrived to make the arrests, and they were told there were going to be arrests. Right? So the police and the media colluded to damage the reputation, and the police, some members of the police force have an issue with the safe injecting facility. But you know what? It's just not good enough. And to the media who beat up the story and deliberately and maliciously misreported the facts here, you're no better than liars. And the fake news that you've peddled has damaged the facility that saves lives. It was a deliberate act to damage the facility. It can't be put down to sloppy reporting. The facts were well known. They chose to deliberately misreport them and malign the facility. They should be ashamed of themselves. They talk about press freedom, but that freedom doesn't give you the freedom to lie and to misreport and to run an agenda that is clearly there to damage the facility. People have a view on this facility, Tass, right? Whether or not, you know, the people that have been arrested who are peer workers, whether that's the right model, that's another discussion for another time, right? But the collusion between the police and the media and the deliberate misreporting, you know, the Herald Sun, one-stop drug shop. But I'm talking about, you know, the Channel 9 news. Now, I know, you know, a small number of people in a minibus watch it. But, you know, deliberate misreporting. They knew every single journalist should have known, and if they didn't know, then they're sloppy. They knew that these people were not employees of the safe injecting facility, yet they deliberately said they were, or they used words to infer that.
So,
and
Macca,
and that's what I'm pissed off about.
So, Macca, let me just sort of try to unpack all of that. What you're really concerned about is not the policy issues around the efficacy of having a supervised injecting facility. What you're concerned about is the way in which it's been reported,
yes,
by the media.
Yes.
And in addition to that, and this is the bit that I think is really sort of sus, is this so-called collusion.
Not
between...
so-called collusion. What? Do you think they had a Ouija board?
Well, I'm just trying to protect myself. That's all, Macca.
Do you think they had, the media had a Ouija board that when they moved their hand across it, it spelt out, go to the safe injecting facility in Richmond because there's going to be some arrests at 11 o'clock? No. They were told either by Victoria Police or someone either in government or close to government, right? Collusion. They could have put the operation at risk, right? The police must have told the media, right? Now, the media is not going to acknowledge that, but what happened? They woke up and thought, oh, I must go down to the North Richmond Community Health Centre because there's going to be an arrest there today. No, the police, and they've done this before, right? We only have to look at their relationship with a particular lawyer, right? This is against the sense of justice. This is against what a free press is about. It is collusion. Right? And I believe it's criminal activity. And it's not good enough. It's not good enough.
Well, you are listening to Macca's opinion. I've just had a bit of feedback from somebody called Chris who says perhaps this segment should be called Macca's Musings.
Musing. And it will be a question the next time we have Graham Aston, the Chief Commissioner, on. I will be asking him.
Okay.
Who told? Were you aware? Did you give permission for a breach of police standing orders, for a breach of the protocol, for the media to be advised to be at a certain place at a certain time to have arrest, and then the police actually turn up. Oh, look, there's the cameras. Oh, what a surprise. What a crock of shit.
So tell us how you feel about all of that, Macca.
What do you reckon? Freedom of the press is really
I can see the
thing.
Steam pouring out of
well,
your nose
you know,
and your ears.
Freedom of the press. We saw media outlets around Australia united this week in their campaign for freedom of the press, right? And about the press to be able to report dispassionately and freely and accurately.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.